And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. If you're a fan of trains, this is going to be a fun couple segments for you here. And as we continue on In Focus, we've got joining us in studio for the first time today, Ross Bowling. He is the general manager of the Abilene and Smoky Valley Railroad. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for driving in here. You from Abilene?
No, actually, I'm from Harrington originally, and we live down by Rock Springs Ranch now, so it's in the neighborhood.
Okay, well, welcome either way. It's good to have you in studio, and this is going to be a lot of fun to hear about. They've got a major maintenance initiative we're going to be talking about here today for the Abilene and Smoky Valley Railroad. And first of all, those that don't know about it, I'm sure there's a few people that have, but for those that don't, let's talk a little bit about what is this.
Okay, the Abilene Smoky Valley Railroad was created in 1993 by Joe Minnick and Fred Schmidt of Abilene, who had a vision of putting a heritage railroad in place. It was we operate on the old Rock Island line that ran from Harrington to Salina, and we obtained that from the Union Pacific Railroad, and actually from the county in 1993 after the Union Pacific had abandoned it. And since then, we've hauled about 250,000 passengers back and forth between Enterprise and Abilene, which is the part we can operate the train on. Last year, we had 6,000 guests that rode with us. We had 48 states represented, so we draw from quite a big area.
That is neat. I was one of those that came out there. We took our family in May and took a nice trip from Abilene to Enterprise and back, and that's a unique visit here for anybody who's never done it, because you get really a chance to see some beautiful countryside.
Yes, it is. The Smoky Valley is Smoky Hill River Valley is pretty for Kansas, and we've got a pretty cool bridge that you get to go over and see all the different kinds of crops that get grown in this part of the country.
The bridge is probably my favorite part. I love going across that, and it's a neat thing here, and it's volunteer-based.
Correct. We're entirely volunteer. I receive I'm the only salaried person that they have. Not that it's that much salary, but we're basically entirely volunteer-operated. We receive no tax monies. We operate on ticket sales, merchandise sales, grants, donations, and gifts.
You know, if you know Abilene, you board the train right there, kind of right by the Eisenhower Presidential Library. It's not too far from there.
Correct. Right across, it's right across the fence from the Eisenhower Library, and then old Abilene town is just to our south. So we're pretty conveniently located for some of the major activity or major event draws in Abilene.
And when I was there in May, they were doing like an Old West show. And so that was going on. We hopped on the train, we got back, and then they were doing another show. And just a neat little, I think Abilene's one of the coolest places because of that.
It has a lot of draws with the Greyhound Museum and the Seeley Mansion. There's a lot of old history there.
So with all that, obviously to upkeep this and keep it vibrant and what it is here, the attraction that it is, there's going to be some need here in the future for maintenance upgrades.
Correct. As I said, we're coming up on our 30th anniversary next year, and it has always been a branch line railroad, which means it's not been really well maintained by the railroads that owned it as well. And so over the years, rail is very efficient, and it's really cool the way that it works. I'm retired from the industry, and it's just fascinating, all the physics and the engineering and everything that goes into it. But essentially, the cars ride on wheels, and the wheels ride on rails, and the rails sit on ties, and the ties sit on rock, and the rock sits on the ground, and that whole structure is what makes the train stay on the rail and keeps the ride smooth for all the passengers. And so what our initiative is that we have been able, with volunteer help, to maintain the track ourselves, but it's kind of getting away from us. A lot of the ties are probably older than I am. I'll be 66 in March, and so there's a lot of ties in the track structure that need to be replaced. And so we've got two phases that we're going to try and do. The first phase is going to start shortly, hopefully in the first part of March, where we'll go through and do what I call stabilize the track. We received a grant from the Community Foundation of Dickinson County for $30,000, and we've had some other monies donated, about $10,000 since we started our program, but we need another $65,000 really to finish this first phase. And that is to go through and put ties in, three or four ties in every piece of rail to stabilize it. And then once we get that done, The next phase will be the expensive phase, which is where we're going to go after a grant to put new ties in for the whole railroad. And the reason that we're wanting to do that is that will basically, because we're not a high volume line, but to do it right, that will allow us 30 years into the future before we're going to have to look at doing something again. And so that's kind of what we're wanting to do is we have a company in Nebraska that's going to come in and install the ties for us because our volunteer force isn't really big enough or young enough to do that. And so so basically we have two phases. This year we'll stabilize the track and get ready, and then hopefully next year we'll be able to retie the whole thing, which will make us a good ride for the next 30 or 40 years.
Yeah. And I've got the release you sent out here earlier this month, and now we can emphasize that the track is safe.
Oh, yes, it is safe. We only operate at 10 to 15 miles an hour, and we are able to keep it safe. But if we can continue to do what we're doing, but we're never going to get ahead of the ties. The ties just have a certain life expectancy, and some of them have exceeded that. Some of them are getting close, and we want to be proactive and fix everything once right and then be good. But the track is safe. We do operate, as I said, at slow speeds at 10 to 15 miles an hour and a little bit less in spots. So,
yeah. All right. Well, this is a big endeavor, obviously. And I'm curious, so people want to give to this, if they have the ability to do that, where can they send their checks?
Okay. We are a 501c3, so they will be tax deductible donations to us. They can send the checks to Abilene Smoky Valley Railroad, Post Office Box 744, Abilene, Kansas 67410. Or we do have a website, asvrr.org. And we have a donation, a PayPal donation button on there, and we're going to be adding some other donation options, but you can donate online as well, or just send a check to us directly.
All right, very good. And you mentioned you get visitors from all over the place. I'm sure a lot here from the Manhattan area have made the trip down there to take a ride on the train.
Right. Yes, we have people from all over. Actually, a lot of our volunteers, we have, of course, Steve Smethers from Manhattan is one of our car attendants. He helps provide information to the folks. And that's kind of, let me back up just a second. We are a heritage railroad, and so what we're doing is with the old equipment, and with our car attendants, we're providing a history trip as well. So you get information about the area, which is really interesting. I lived in Dickinson County most of my life, and I've learned a lot from listening to Steve talk and the other car host talk. But we are all volunteer, and we do need volunteers. If anyone listening is interested in helping the train move down the track, either as a conductor or an engineer, we're interested in talking to you. Or if you'd like to be a car attendant or even help work on the track, we do take volunteers to do that.
And it doesn't take a lot of time out of your week here. I think you usually operate on the weekends?
Correct. To be a volunteer in the train service takes two Saturdays initially for a training session to get rules, to go through our rules class and safety and everything, and then three student trips, and then you can work as a conductor at your convenience. Our typical schedule during the year is we operate on Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays at 10 o'clock and at 2 o'clock. On Sunday this year, we're going to try something a little bit different at 10 o'clock and at 6 o'clock in the evening. Then we also have dinner trains. We have charters available. We do trips for school kids. We have a number of different options for traveling. And it's really fun. We have volunteers from Wichita, Hutchinson, Topeka, and even some from Joplin, Missouri that come up and help us. So we're always looking for people to help.
Very cool. Again, we're talking with Ross Bowling here. He's the general manager of the Abilene and Smoky Valley Railroad, and we're going to take a quick time out. We'll talk a little bit more about this initiative and other opportunities here with the railroad. You're listening to In Focus, News Radio KMAN.